Should the police be allowed to read your emails? Well, they might get that power under the Electronic Communications Bill, which gets its second reading in Parliament today. Caspar Bowden is the director of the Foundation for Information Policy Research, and he's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
The bill does what exactly?
If I could just correct you, it's actually the second reading of the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Bill.
Goodness, I beg your pardon. But we've got the issue right, have we?
The issue is right. It is a complex issue, and it's one which has unfortunately been largely overlooked by the media. The basic proposition is we tap telephones. We obviously have to tap the internet. So what's the problem? And the problem is a new technology called encryption, which is used to scramble data to protect your privacy and confidentiality online. And this raises rather a stark new issue of principle when it comes to considering powers of government surveillance. The problem is that the bill will create a law which empowers virtually any public authority to serve on you something called a decryption notice.
I just stop you for a moment. We all have this, do we, when we send emails? We have that protection.
We don't have it at the moment,
right.
But particularly with the story in the news today about next-generation mobile phones, this is going to enable a whole new wave of services to be done from fast mobile internet connections,
right,
such as online share dealing, electronic banking, various forms of e-cash, and so forth. And so it seems that this encryption data scrambling technology is something that we'll all need, really, to protect our privacy.
And why don't you think the government, or at least the police, should be able to look at it in the way that they are able to bug phones?
Well, I mean, it's not whether they should be able to, but it's the stark dilemma that this creates. If you ask somebody for their decryption key, which in practice is a passphrase or something, then this is something that people can and do lose very frequently, as easily and as often as somebody might forget the PIN number to a cash point device.
Right.
So if they are asked for this by the police or the authorities, and this could be anybody, not just a criminal suspect, the burden of proof will fall on them to somehow prove that they've forgotten it.
So
you're being asked to prove something, prove a negative, something
so
that's
logically
impossible.
In a sort of very modern world, this is a sort of old-fashioned civil liberties issue.
Well, it is, but it's a particularly stark one, because we have other sorts of reverse burden over the past few years, but this is a knife-edge decision, and effectively the jury is going to be asked, is this person lying? Or more accurately, has this person proved that he's not lying? And then they could be convicted for up to 2 years in jail without any further incriminating evidence.
Caspar Bowden, it's riveting stuff, and I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there because we've run out of time. Thanks very much indeed.